Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is the teacher and analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia scholars, jurists, and philosophers all across the world of Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about one of the most outstanding jurists and bibliographers of the Shia world. He is no one but Muhammad Mohsen ibn Ali Munzavi Tehrani, mainly known as Agha Bozorg Tehrani. And most of the Shia scholars' original name might differ from their nickname. But for today's discussion, we want to talk about Agha Bozorg Tehrani, the author of the magnum opus Az-Zariya ila Tasanif al-Shia. Sheikh Mahdavi, let's get to you, brother. Give us some information about the early life of Sheikh Agha Bozorg Tehrani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Agha Bozorg Tehrani is born in 1293, according to lunar calendar, in one of the traditional district of Tehran named Pamenar. Mm-hmm. That is close to the actually business area, or what is called also in English as a bazaar, because his father was one of the religious businessmen at that time in Tehran. So Agha Bozorg started his scholarly life when he was 7 years old. So when he was around 15 years old, he went to Najaf in order to benefit from the scholars of Najaf. And if we want to continue chronically to talk about his lifestyle, we have to stay for a long time. He stayed in Samarra. So from Najaf, he moved to Samarra. He stayed there. He benefited from the great ulamas over there, including Muhammad Taqi Shirazi, who was known as the second Mirza Shirazi. And our listeners, they're familiar with Mirza Shirazi because of his role in the Shia history.
Okay.
So again, because of the situation of the city Samarra being surrounded by all Sunni district, he was forced to leave Samarra. So for the last part of his life, he was staying in Najaf. He benefited from the very outstanding ulama, including Mirza Hussein Nuri, Akhund Mulla Muhammad Kazim Khorasani, the author of actually Kifayatul Usul, and Sayyid Muhammad Kazim Tabatabai Yazdi, who is the author of Urwatul Wusqa.
That's right.
And we talked about all of these authors, alhamdulillah, in this program of The Teacher, alhamdulillah, our listeners are familiar with. So, Ayatollah Sheikh Agha Bozorg Tehrani, as you mentioned, he is considered as the great biographers as well as bibliographers of Shia.
That's right.
And also we can count two very important Shia books being authored by this great author. One is Tabaqat A'lam al-Shia, and the other is Az-Zariya ila Tasanif al-Shia.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Mahdavi. Let's get to Sheikh Ziyaniya in order to have his explanation on these two outstanding books, Az-Zariya. Let's start with Az-Zariya ila Tasanif al-Shia. What is this book? And mainly Agha Bozorg Tehrani is known with this book. I mean, the author of Az-Zariya, Sahib Az-Zariya, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, my dear brother, marhum late Ayatollah Agha Bozorg Tehrani is named as Sahib Az-Zariya, and people or the scholars even may know him with this title, Sahib Az-Zariya. That shows that this book is really a great work of him. And Az-Zariya ila Tasanif al-Shia is a, we should say that is an encyclopedia about the books that are written by Shia scholars. And I should say at this point at the beginning of my discussion that why a scholar like Agha Bozorg Tehrani comes to this point to write such a book.
Yes.
Or to compile such a
book. What is the main intention?
The point is that his son is quoting that when Georgi Zeidan, a Christian scholar, is talking about Muslim Ummah, he says that, okay, at the beginning of Muslim history or Islamic history, there are not that much Shia scholars. And we should say that maybe the beginning years of Islamic history is flourished through the books or through the activities of Sunni scholars. That's why great Allama Agha Bozorg Tehrani comes to this point, okay, that I should compile such a book to introduce the books and also the scholars, because yes, in Tabaqat A'lam al-Shia, he introduces the scholars of Shia. So in Al-Dari'ah, he tries to introduce the books that are written by the great scholars of Shia, and the number of 53,510 books are introduced in this book. And you know that this is not the way to say, okay, for example, Al-Kafi is written by a Shia scholar. No, he names the book and then defines how the writer has compiled this book, defines the publications of the book, defines the time of the book in which the book is published, define the somehow the books that are related to this book, for example, the complementaries. So this is very important.
That's right.
And that's why I say that this is an encyclopedia regarding yes, the books that are written in Shia. So, and we should notice that the book of Al-Dari'ah is written during a time that there was no computer mm-hmm. in access.
Yes.
And I don't know how, you know, powerful
yes.
and enabled was the memory of late Agha Bozorg Tehrani to memorize and to, you know, collect all these, you know, and informations in his mind.
That's
and
right.
try to analyze them and write such a book.
As I have a picture in front of my face now, my monitor, a picture of Agha Bozorg, you know, he is an old man writing on a piece of paper. Around him, so many pieces of papers and notes are over there. This is how sincere he was, you know. And it's really difficult by writing out the note, taking the notes, classifying them in an alphabetical format, you know, because they say Al-Dari'ah
yeah.
is in alphabetical. This makes it really, really difficult by checking out different resources and the books, which were mostly in manuscripts. And we know that reading out the manuscripts needs its own special talent and power too.
Yeah.
For example, we today, in today's world, if they give us a manuscript in Persian or Arabic or even in English, reading it out, the text, the mere text, might be a difficult task.
The language is your mother tongue, but you
yes.
cannot read the text.
You cannot read the text.
The handwriting
right.
itself is,
it's
you know, very difficult.
Yeah, and you know, Agha Bozorg Tehrani did that. So this is only, Al-Dari'ah is about only the references, is it? Or
the
scholars and the books?
The books, not the scholars.
Not the scholars, the books. But, you know, the other book is about
Tabaqat
what?
A'lam al-Shia.
Tabaqat A'lam al-Shia is about the authors.
Okay, regarding Tabaqat A'lam al-Shia, as we see, the title of the book is speaking to us. It's talking about the different, actually, period of time in which authors of Shia have been living in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to employ a very nice manner for dividing his book into different chapters. So he is counting from the 4th century till 14th century, 11th century. Actually, he is saying that, okay, this 11th century is the number of the occultation, I mean the bigger occultation of Imam Asr. And based on this, I'm trying to count the Shia authors in each century, starting from the beginning up to now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also was in response to the accusations.
Yes.
What my brother mentioned regarding Georgi Zeidan, it was not only limited to Georgi Zeidan. She actually, school of thought at his time, it was really attacked by different authors
yes.
of having no back, having no history, having no lineage. So as it is mentioned, Adhariya Latasanif Shira was in favor or in charge of introducing Shia works, but this Tabaqat Alam Shia, it's a very big 20 volumes regarding the biographies of all Shias who have been living from the 4th century till 14th century. Even he tries to include some of the Sunni authors who have this inclination about the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt and who love school of thought of Ahlul Bayt and Ahlul Bayt. He tries to include those authors also in his book. And this is one of the criticism for him, right, that if you call your book as Tabaqat Alam Shia, then these minor names are included there. So it could be justified that he was trying to
give a
kind of encyclopedia of all authors, the biography of all authors who were loving Ahlul Bayt. So this is actually one of the good things in response to all accusations which are attacking Shia of not having any history, academic history.
You know, some Mustadrakat or editions, you know, were written to Az-Zariya. The most outstanding ones were by Abdulaziz Tabatabai, Abdul Hussein Hayri, Muhammad Ali Rozati Isfahani, and Muhammad Tabatabai Behbahani. Some of the things that might be missed by Agha Bozorg Tehrani were added to this book, but according to Muhammad Tabatabai Behbahani, it was only 500 titles which were added to the book, so it shows that it was not many. And I think that Agha Bozorg Tehrani at his time did a great work and did not miss anything regarding the Shia books and the Shia scholars. Any other point missed?
Yeah. Something that is very interesting regarding the writing the book Adh-Dhari'a is that, okay, the scholarly aspect of the book of Adh-Dhari'a is done by late Agha Bozorg Tehrani, but we should consider another aspect of writing this book, and that is the publication of the book. Mm-hmm. When Agha Bozorg Tehrani tries to publish this book, his uncle, that was a merchant in Tehran, he assisted Agha Bozorg Tehrani regarding the publication of the book. I mean, the uncle gave a bunch of money to Agha Bozorg Tehrani in order to sponsor him and to enable him to establish a publication. And then Agha Bozorg Tehrani tries to publish his books, his great work, with the money that is gifted by his uncle. I want to highlight this point that in Islamic history or Shia school of thought history, when we trace back the books that are written, most of the time we come to this point that great works are done by scholars, but many times we see some people that they are in shadow. And they are not famous, but they are also the ones who assisted the scholar to publish his book. And this is very important, because whenever a person or a scholar or anybody refers to the book Adh-Dhari'a, the uncle of Agha Bozorg Tehrani also is taking benefit from his studying, because the uncle also is involved in publication of the book.
And they are commemorated too. And we know that the past generation of the businessman and the market man were in close relation with the religious authorities and the religious men, you know, to asking their religious questions or to helping the poor. And, you know, the market was really very much different from the market that we have in today's world. So it's better to say that the patrons or the supporters and the protectors of the true legacy of the Shia world had been financially supported by the businessmen of the markets of the Islamic lands too.
And this is very important. Yes. When we ourselves are not able to do, you know, scholarly activities,
we can support
then
the other
we
way.
Can support the one who is doing it correctly and truly, and then we are, inshallah, have a share of thawab and rewards.
Inshallah. That's all right. Zulhijjah 13th, 1389, according to the Hijra calendar, at the age of 96, Sheikh Agha Bozorg Tehrani passed away, and according to his last will and testament, his body was taken to his own library and he was buried over there. He has a great library we can say, which is the source of benefit for so many outstanding scholars. May Allah bless the soul of Agha Bozorgi Tehrani, the author of Azariya ila Tasanif al-Shia and also Tabaqat A'lam al-Shia. May he rest in peace, inshallah. And thank you, Sheikh Ziyaniya and Sheikh Mahdavi, for your explanation regarding the life of Sheikh Agha Bozorgi Tehrani. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/ and Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode introducing another Shia dignitary, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.